Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's the battle of the heavyweights today, ladies and gentlemen. The Gorilla in Manila. We've got Ron DeSantis about to throw down with Donald John Trump, and we're going to have one heck of a fun day talking politics. So, look, later today, Ron DeSantis is going to announce his big run for the White House on Twitter, and it's going to be one of these situations where I don't think we're going to get to see them. Is this just a back-and-forth audio? You're not going to be able to personally ask questions, but allegedly, you're going to be able to submit a question, and if they like your question, they will ask that question of the candidate, pretty much like a Biden White House press conference, to be perfectly blunt about it. But anyway, I'm very curious to hear from you today. Who you like here? Do you like Donald Trump? Do you like Ron DeSantis? Who do you like and why? You're going to have to, when you call into the program today, you're going to have to explain to me why your guy is the guy that's going to beat, or gal, for you Nikki Haley fans out there, why your person, your candidate, is the best candidate. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number today. That's 844-747-8868. We have a poll up on the Todd Starn Show Twitter page, and we're asking you the exact same question on that page. Who do you like and why? Why do you think your guy can beat the Democrats? By the way, right now the polls, Trump leading by 64% to DeSantis 31%, pretty much what the national polling data looks like. I checked with the Real Clear Politics numbers. They aggregate all of the polls, and Trump is leading everybody by 37%. It's pretty much a landslide. But if you watch Fox News, They're really throwing in for Ron DeSantis. First interview is after the Twitter event is going to be with Fox News Channel, and I don't think anybody's going to be watching Fox. But if I were DeSantis, I'd be on Newsmax right now. So look, the Mrs. Casey DeSantis published a video, which, let me say, very well done, looks great. The messaging, whoever wrote the script, did a heck of a job. But I want to go back. We're going to play this, and I just have one significant question about this campaign ad, which I think was really supposed to be launched today, but I guess she got excited and launched it last night. Cut number 8.
They call it faith because in the face of darkness, you can see that brighter future. A faith that our best days lay ahead of us. But is it worth the fight? Do I have the courage? Is it worth the sacrifice? America has been worth it every single time.
Hello, my name is Ron DeSantis. I'm a running for Florida governor. Hello.
Wait, who's the British guy? Was that supposed to be DeSantis? Who was that? Do we know? I've been trying to. Someone sent me a message last night. They said, "Starnes, you got to watch this video." I was giving a speech, by the way, yesterday. Just a brief tangent here. I was giving a speech to a bunch of, man, red-blooded American patriot conservatives in West Tennessee, Tipton County Republican Party. I'm just going to say something right now, and it's going to tick off a lot of people, but it needs to be said. If we had more Republican parties like the Republican Party in Tipton County, Tennessee, this would be a red nation. These people are on fire. They know what's up, and they're getting to business. And one of the things they're really doing so well and so effectively, they were able to turn their school board races into partisan races to weed out the radical leftists who were on the local school boards, because those radical leftists are on school boards all over the place. It doesn't matter how big or small your town is. So good for you. So I was coming back, driving back to Memphis, and it was a late night. Someone sent me a text. They said, "Starnes, you got to watch this DeSantis video. But who is this guy? Who is the narrator?" And we can't figure. It sounds like Jude Law, sort of. Can we play that one more time, Dylan? And
they call it faith because in the face of darkness, you can see that brighter future. A faith that our best days lay ahead of us.
Okay.
But is it worth the fight?
I can't. It does sound like Jude Law, but I don't know. That's not Ron DeSantis. He's Italian, right? Italian, British? Who knows? All right. So we're going to be taking your calls on this. It's a straightforward question. And I want to hear from everybody. If you're calling in and you're supporting DeSantis, great. Just tell me why DeSantis is your guy. But I think this radio show will get a pretty good feel. I think we have our finger on the pulse of the nation, the political pulse of the nation, on this radio program. 844-747-8868. Let's start in North Carolina. John is listening to us. John, who you got for 2024?
Let's say Trump.
Why Trump?
Trump did it before. He did it before. He'll do it again. DeSantis has a better track record doing what he's doing in Florida. That's it.
You see, I like that, John, because, again, DeSantis is a good guy. I mean, you have Trump people out there saying, well, he's really a closet liberal. That's a stretch. But again, I know that there's going to be a lot of mud being slung around, and people need to get ready
exactly.
for that. We just have to make sure we don't kill each other.
Yeah, I don't want to see the mud slinging between the two of them, because they're both great guys.
All right, John.
One of them's going to come out.
Yeah, you're right. One of them is going to come out victorious, and the other will be second place, also known as a loser. John, appreciate the call. And it may not be DeSantis. It could be Tim Scott, who is very well-funded. And Tim Scott has a lot of support. Keep in mind, Tim Scott also has the upper hand when it comes to the early primaries with South Carolina. So you could go in and theoretically, and if our good friend Jeff Stein from radio station KXEL, he is the political guru of Iowa, and he would know this better than I. But let's just say, theoretically, you could have a situation where DeSantis wins Iowa, Trump takes New Hampshire, and Tim Scott wins South Carolina. I mean, that could become a very interesting scenario there. Let's go to Sue in Gainesville, Georgia. Who do you like, Sue?
I like DeSantis or Tim Scott. I think that Trump will go down as one of the best presidents ever, but he can only serve another 4 years, where the other two could serve 8 years potentially. And I think that Trump is such a target, and I'm afraid that those people that are kind of in the middle won't vote for Trump and will be back with Biden again. And the other thing I like about DeSantis and Tim Scott is that they aren't biting. You know, Trump, every time somebody says something negative, he's got to say something negative back. And those two have taken the high road. They're not biting. They're not taking the bait. And I think that that will serve them well.
Sue, a couple of things that President Trump may have to contend with. Number one, Fox News has thrown in for DeSantis. So he's going to be getting a lot of bad PR from Fox. You know, the other part
right.
of it is Elon Musk put out a statement yesterday that was sort of interesting. He said America's looking for a more normal Republican candidate. I'm not sure what that looks like, but I think in Elon Musk's mind, it looks like Ron DeSantis.
Right. Well, like I said, I think Trump has been a fantastic president, but I'm just so afraid that he will turn off too many people again with his rhetoric. And I just think that the other two candidates are not taking the bait with all the negative press. They're I just think that they're going to have a better chance.
All right, Sue, we got you down. You're a DeSantis pick. Ladies and gentlemen, what say you? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Ohio. Ian, listening to us online. All right, Ian, who do you like?
I like President Trump. And Todd, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. And I just want to say that I'm currently reading Culture Jihad. I think every American should read that. And then regarding President Trump, he's not by special interest. And he is someone that has a proven track record, and he kept his promises from 2016 when he became president. And he moved the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, and that meant a great deal to a lot of people. And he helped to secure the border. We started to. So I'm supporting President Trump. I think he could absolutely do it again. I absolutely love Ron DeSantis. I don't think it's his time now. And I think he's a great governor of Florida. And I agree with John from North Carolina. I'd like to see less mudslinging. Thank you so much, Todd.
All right, Ian. Well, thank you for the call. And thanks for the kind words about Culture Jihad. You know, the thing about Trump, promises made, promises kept. And I think you will be hearing a lot of that. And I hope you will. You and I both know that it's hard to control President Trump. I don't think anybody can. So he is his own man, whether for better or for worse. What you see is what you get. And you may not like it, but at least you know what you're getting. And I think a lot of the other candidates are going to be more polished. They are going to be more handled. And every single one of them will try to be like Trump. They won't be themselves. They will be like Trump. And you watch and see how that plays out. But I think if that happens, it only works for Donald Trump. All right. Let's go to Brenda in Moorhead City, North Carolina. All right, Brenda, who do you have for 2024?
I have Donald Trump. He was a very good president before, and I really like the way he relates to people.
Brenda, there was... go ahead, Brenda. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. I'm for Trump. He did a very good job before, and I really like the way he relates to people. I like his personality, and...
Brenda, I think a lot of people agree with you there. I was when I was speaking to this gathering in Tipton County, Tennessee, yesterday, there was a gentleman. I always take questions at the end of my remarks, and there was a gentleman there, and he's a DeSantis guy, and he said he's really concerned about President Trump and whether or not he can control the temper, whether or not he can focus on the issue at hand and not have 2024 be a repeat or a rehash of what happened with the steal back in 2020. And that's going to be a factor for a lot of people. And so do not delude yourself, Trump supporters. That is going to be a big issue for a lot of Republican and independent voters. Brenda, we appreciate that call. We're going to take a quick break. And again, folks, this hour, I just want to get a good gauge on how this audience feels. Do you like Trump? Do you like DeSantis? Do you like Tim Scott? If none of those are your candidate, who do you support? And what do you want to hear from Ron DeSantis tonight? How does Ron DeSantis need to gain ground on Trump? 37 points down, how does DeSantis move the needle? Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. That's legacypminvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. I wanted to give you guys an update on how this big weight loss campaign is going. It's slow going, but it's good. We're heading in the right direction. And I made some switches. Like, you know, when I'm at Chick-fil-A, I was in the drive-thru the other day. And, you know, I'm a regular. And they're like, do you want the regular, Mr. Starnes? And I said, no. I want the grilled nuggets and I want the salad. By the way, that avocado lime salad dressing, that's the jam. You could put that on a flip-flop, it would taste good. So anyway, I've started making some changes in the diet, but what's really helping is Calitrin, which is an incredible product, and I take it every day, right after my last meal, take the Calitrin, and it's pretty amazing, folks, because it really does help with the weight loss. It's not overnight, but it's a good, steady process. And it's already working for me. Not only that, it helps me sleep at night. 7-8 hours of sleep. Used to get 3 to 4 hours of sleep. So I'm doing great there. And it's even helping out with the joints and everything. Now you say, okay, what kind of drugs are you taking? No drugs. It is drug-free. It is stimulant-free, which was a big thing for me. This is just all natural. And I want to encourage you to check out their great information they have. Write this website address down, TopLoss.com, TopLoss.com, and be sure to use my promo code if you decide to order, and then I want you to send me a message. Let me know how you like the product. Let me know how you're doing, and it's kind of nice to be losing weight together. So anyway, we're all slimming down for the summer season, as they say. All right, let's get back to the phones. Very simple question this first hour of the show, and we hear a lot of the pundits, but I want to hear from you. Who do you like? And what does DeSantis need to do if he is going to gain ground on Donald Trump? All right, let's get back to the phones here. Charles in North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate. Charles, who you got in 2024?
Todd, I have Donald Trump in 2024, and I'll tell you why. First of all, he delivered on his campaign promises in 2016. He is the only person, I think, that has the recognition of the true problems that face in the country, from the deep state to energy independence to foreign policy. And I think he's the only person that has the guts to execute on, you know, to go after them and expose them. And God, what they tried to do to him in 2020, I hope he has anger and I hope he has vengeance. And he's the only person that can go in there. And I want to see him dismantle and destroy the administrative state completely, because I don't think any other of these candidates, Republican candidates, and I'm going to borrow a term from Steve Bannon. I'm going to call them the Keebler Elves, because the combined poll numbers aren't even half of what Donald Trump's are. I think if they were in power, they would revert to being rhinos. The one thing, though, Todd, I want to see Donald Trump not do, he does not need to punch down. He does not need to go after Ron DeSantis or any other candidate. When you're that far ahead in the polls, you don't need to do that. He needs to go after Joe Biden, remind people about his accomplishments in the past, and remind people about what he's going to do in the future.
Charles, I think that's excellent advice. I know Team Trump listens to the program, and I hope they heard every single word you just said. And that's a great way to frame it. There's no need to punch down. Make them punch up, and we'll see how all of that plays out. Charles, appreciate that call. Let's go to Willie in New Jersey. All right, Willie, who do you like in 2024?
Definitely DeSantis. Clearly, he's looking to imitate a bit of Trump, and I think that'll help him. I think if he does some of the following things, he'll definitely narrow the gap. If he kisses up to dictators, if he sexually assaults some women, if he tries to overthrow the government, I think those
things. Who's trying to overthrow? Are you saying Trump tried to overthrow the government?
Yeah. Don't you think that would help DeSantis?
No, I don't think it would. And I'm fairly certain Trump did not try to do that, Willie. But good try. Willie, appreciate you calling in there in the Garden State. By the way, Trump did not sexually assault anyone. Not guilty of rape. Come on. Got to do better. All right. 844-747-8868. Hang tight. We're going right back to your calls. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
Generally, what do Americans think about how President Biden is handling the overall economy?
So his overall approval on the handling of the economy is not great. 34% of Americans approve, 66% disapprove. Take a look at his overall job approval. It's a little better than on the economy, but still low. 40% approval, 60% disapproval. And Jake, take a look at that presidential approval rating matched up against his modern era predecessors at this point in their presidency. Joe Biden's 40% where he is now is down here between Jimmy Carter and Donald Trump. Of course, they were just one-term presidents. He's hoping for a Reagan-esque turnaround.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. There you go. That's CNN and their take on Biden's approval rating, lower than any president since Jimmy Carter. Oh, boy, indeed. By the way, Brett Baer, just again, the DeSantis Network, the DeSantis News Channel, Brett Baer says Trump spent more money on DeSantis ads than supporting 2022 midterm candidates. Cut number 10.
Now the official campaign begins. So the question will be whether he closes the gap with the former president or whether this becomes a real brawl. We've already seen the former president, Donald Trump, spend more money on Ron DeSantis through his PAC and ads than they spent on supporting candidates in the midterms of 2022. That's a pretty staggering fact.
All right. Well, why is it staggering? My question is, how much money did Ron DeSantis spend on supporting 2022 midterm candidates? Ron DeSantis was actually in office. Donald Trump was not. Now, you can make the argument that the former president has a responsibility to get out there and support these midterm candidates. But my question is why? The RNC has pretty much tossed Trump aside. And we know for a fact that the Bushes and the Cheneys and the Romneys have all colluded to take out Donald Trump. So, look, I'm glad he actually spent some money, but if I were in Donald Trump's position, I probably wouldn't have spent a single dollar. But you know what Trump did do? He went into a lot of these communities and these swing states, and he held the big rallies. He platformed a lot of candidates. I didn't see Ron DeSantis doing that. So if Fox News wants to have that argument, at least make it, you know, legitimate, at least be, I don't know, what's the phrase I'm looking for here, Fox News? Fair and balanced. All right, let's go to the phones here. Jefferson, Georgia. Cheryl is hanging out with us today. Cheryl, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. So I had to chime in. I have been a Trump and only Trump forever. And if my brother and sister are listening to me, they'll kill me. But
why would they do that?
Of what I'm going to say. So I went to visit my girlfriends in Chicago from high school who are conservative. But listening to them, they all think Trump is too divisive. And what he says and all that. And I'm like, oh, crap. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
No, it's okay.
I, for the first time, I'm kind of getting an inkling of that. Nobody can do what he can do. Absolutely not. But on the other hand, we need somebody who could get in the White House. I totally agree with what Charles said, your caller. Stop talking about DeSantis. Stop hitting the fellow Republicans and hit the Democrats. I think that's what bothers people more is the kind of silly back and forth,
you know, the pet names and things like that. He's done so much. If he just focuses on that. But in the end, I want a Republican in the White House. And I don't know. I'm really conflicted right now.
The challenge here is we're not getting a good indication, even with all the polls out there. DeSantis, and we'll see what happens later this week. There will be new polls out once DeSantis officially announces, and we'll get a pretty good indication of where everybody is. Now, here's the point. If DeSantis is going to run the kind of campaign that, you know, that was featured in that ad, where you got a lot of lovely language and, you know, patriotic symbolism, I don't know if that moves the needle. He's going to have to sooner or later come out and personally attack Donald Trump. He's going to have to go after the former president. And that's when we will see, I think, if we are going to see the numbers shift, that's when it will happen. But DeSantis has a big job on his hands, Cheryl, because he's going to have to, he's got the establishment wing of the party on his side. But there aren't many of them. They got the money, but there aren't many of them. The question is, will he be able to attract people like you and the America First crowd?
Well, and he's beholden. He's beholden to the money, and Trump is not. That's huge.
Cheryl, I gotcha, and I suspect that there are other people out there. And look, suburban moms, this is a big, big voting block, and Trump is going to have to figure out a way to attract them as voters and not alienate folks. And that really is the key. He cannot alienate voting blocks. You can't allow that to happen. You just can't. Cheryl, appreciate that call. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Victor in Maryland. Hi, Victor. What's on your mind today?
Well, the one thing I really like about Trump, when he does his rallies, he goes off script and he tells stories. And he reminds me of the late Gene Shepard, who used to talk all the time on a New York radio station. And he also wrote the book, In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash. And he reminds me of Gene Shepard. And I think he's really folksy, and I just love it. DeSantis, what bothers me is he's taken money from the establishment, the Bushes, people like that. And that really bothers me. With Trump, you don't have to worry about that. He's his own man, and he's going to do what he wants to do.
Well, Victor, let me throw a wrench into this. You know, back before Trump was running for president, he used to pal around with a lot of those Democrats, inviting Bill and Hillary Clinton to his wedding. I mean, the same argument could be made that Trump also cavorted with a bunch of not just establishment types, but raging leftists.
Well, that was when he wasn't running for president. But you noticed the minute he said he was running for president, the left literally turned on him.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, Victor, we've got you down. You're a Trump guy. And we have somebody that's supporting DeSantis. This is a runaway here, folks. Let's go to Steve in Maine, WLOB. All right, Steve, I'm curious. Why are you supporting DeSantis?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. Because Trump cannot win. And I've always wanted to ask you why you think Trump can win this time when he couldn't win last time. I have friends of mine, they will vote for Biden before they vote for Trump. They're just almost all of my friends.
You have friends, and they, if the choice was Trump or Biden, they would vote for Biden?
That's correct.
Steve, I think you need new friends.
I know, and we can't talk politics a lot because it gets heated up. I like Trump. But so could you answer me, Todd? What do you think?
Sure.
Steve,
let me answer your question. All right. I believe Trump did win in 2020. I believe the election was stolen. But I think there are a couple of other factors at play here. And first of all, and I've been pretty open and I've been pretty consistent on this messaging. At the end of the day, they couldn't prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt in a court. They couldn't do it. So that being said, there are some things that we need to be doing as Republicans that we're not doing. And one of them is ballot harvesting. We're operating on an antique election process. The Democrats have one of the most effective get-out-the-vote campaigns. The technology they use and how they utilize it, especially to get out the young vote, it's phenomenal. The Republicans have nothing like that. And I love Turning Point USA, but they're not getting out the vote either. And they're focused on their big meetings and gatherings and conferences, which I think are fantastic. But unfortunately, and the Republicans have been really hesitant about calling out TPUSA, but the fact of the matter is they're not getting out the youth vote either. So we need to figure that out. But I will tell you this, if we're not ballot harvesting like the Democrats, we're going to have a very hard time winning elections moving forward. And some states are beginning to warm to this idea, but we've got to really change the way we do things if we're going to win in 2024. And a lot of that, most of that has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, Todd.
All right. Well, Steve, you know what? We'll put an ad out or something. Steve from Maine needs new friends. Steve, you're a good man. All right. Hang in there. Oh, my goodness. Wow, what a day. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Greg in Salem, Oregon, radio station KYKN. Great conservative blowtorch out there. Hey, Greg, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to reiterate a point that's already kind of been suggested, but I think all the Republicans, they need to quit attacking each other because they need to remember who the common enemy is. And there's so many bad things that they've done. It's like take your pick on whatever subject you want to talk about, but they all need to be sticking to that point. And then as far as their actual campaigns for themselves, talk about what they've accomplished. And that's where Trump should really shine because he accomplished so much. With everything going against him. And then they can also talk about what their plans are to remedy the problems. But because at the end of the day, all of the Republicans need to come together. And no matter who gets the nomination, it needs to be unified and you need to support it for that goal. And so if Trump would do that, which he probably won't or can't, he'd gain a lot more respect from a lot of people that are against him. And so he's the only one that has the experience, the guts, and the backbone to take on what the problem is.
Greg, I appreciate that call, and thank you for listening to KYKN. You know, one of the big concerns I do have about DeSantis has nothing to do with DeSantis, but it's got something to do with Republican voters. Now, the Republican voters have this inferiority complex, and I know that they don't like to talk about it, but they do. And they're for decades now, generations, they have longed for their own version of JFK. I think Ronald Reagan came very close to that and actually was that for a specific generation of voters. And I was in junior high school when Ronald Reagan got elected. And it was Camelot-esque in the sense of the glitter and the glamour. They brought all of that back to the White House. But even for some of the diehard establishment types, they've been looking for and longing for that JFK experience. And when they see Ron and Casey DeSantis and the three young kids and the glamorous young couple, they say, this is our JFK moment. They don't know anything about his policies. They don't know anything about where he stands on the issues because that doesn't matter. It's all about the image. It's all about the feeling. And they want a drop-dead Jackie O experience. And they feel like, and don't get me wrong, Mrs. DeSantis is beautiful. And it's a beautiful family they've got. No doubt about it. But we've got to look beyond that. And look, DeSantis may be the guy at the end of the day. We don't know, but he may be. So my question for Ron DeSantis is, what kind of a Republican are you? Because Ron DeSantis in some estimations, is governing as a big government Republican in the state of Florida, stepping in and ordering businesses to do X, Y, and Z, and if they don't, big government will punish you. Well, I don't want big government punishing people. I want the consumers to do that. That's the business of the consumers. I don't want, and for example, Senator Ted Cruz calling for an investigation of Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light. Why? What business is it of the federal government who Bud Light hires as their spokesbabe? And why is it their business if Bud Light spokesbabe has balls? Why is that the government's business? Let the consumers take care of that. I think we've demonstrated over the past couple of months now that we are fully capable of sending a message to Bud Light and doing it rather effectively. And by the way, we're doing it in Target as well. All right, we got to take a break here. Lines open, 844-747-8868. Who do you like? DeSantis, Trump, and what does DeSantis have to do to make up ground? 37 points down in the polls. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Let's see. You've applied for our open position for account representative?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley.
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapschatz, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.Work. And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job postings.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's get right to the phones. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee, our flagship radio station, KWAM, the mighty 990. Terry, what's on your mind today?
I'm here. I'd like to say that I am in favor of Donald Trump, but that man has gut, and I think he truly loves America. I do. I think he cares about the American people. I think he cares for what we stand for and for being fair and for being, fair to other countries and providing help where we can. I mean, that's what we've done, as far as I know, since the time we became a nation. You know, we always come to the aid of the little guy, if you will. But I will say I am concerned about whether he can actually win the election. Now, I believe he won the last election myself, and I think it was stolen. But I do wonder, because he's abrasive. I'll give you that. He's not pleasant. He's not real overly likable, I guess you'd say. But I do think that he was very good about running the country. And I will say that he did the entire world a favor when he first was up to be president and he went in and bombed all the terrorists. I can't think of a single terrorist attack since Donald Trump killed them all. Now, I realize they're probably being built back up again, but that's another issue. But I do worry about whether my vote, you know, would be, I'm going to use the word wasted, if he can't pull off, you know, winning the presidency.
The issue, Terry, is whether or not he will listen to that advice and whether or not anybody in the inner circle is giving him that advice. And I, you know, again, for better or worse, unfortunately, a lot of grifters have latched on to Trump and they're more interested in expanding their brands than being honest with him and saying, Mr. President, we love you, but you need to knock it off. And there needs to be somebody in that inner circle bold enough to be able to say something like that.
I believe that's true. I do. I like him as president. I do. I think he did a good job. And I do believe that he cares about the American people.
No doubt about it. Terry, yeah. We've got to run. We're late for a break, but thank you for listening to KWAM, and we thank all of our great listeners across America, and thank you to Ford, the automaker. They are keeping AM radio in all of their brand new cars, and as the owner of an AM radio station, I really appreciate that. Thank you, Ford. All right, we've got to take a quick break. Hang tight if you're on hold. We're going to be getting to your calls. Don't you worry. Plus, a crazy story about religious liberty and graduation. You're going to want to stick around and hear this one. It's in my own backyard, too. We'll be right back.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Hi, it's me, Patty Gonia, a real-life homosexual. And today, I'm here with the North Face.
We are here to invite you to come out in nature with us.
Wow, this is nice. We like to call this little tour the Summer of Pride. This tour has everything: hiking, community, art, lesbians making art. Last year, we gay saw shade across the nation and celebrated Pride across the nation with hundreds of you across the nation.
This year, we're back again with two new stops:
Atlanta, GA. Why? Because you're there. In Salt Lake City, we're coming for you.
Patty, can we go?
Of course. This year, all these fabulous speakers will be coming from inside this TV to a nature near you. So come outside and celebrate the beautiful LGHGTV community.
All right, that's North Face, and they have launched a new gay pride commercial, the latest company to go full-blown woke. And it's a mess out there, folks. Some Target stores, especially in the southern states, have actually removed their transgender displays, where they were actually selling tucket bathing suits for little babies, transgender onesies. This is just some of the wokeness that we are seeing, and I'm curious to know if your local Target store has moved the LGBT displays to the back of the stores. That has happened in some southern Target stores, so we'd like to hear from you on that. And, of course, the Los Angeles Dodgers now embracing this anti-Catholic hate group, these fake transgender nuns. So we're going to get into that a little bit later with Bill Donahue from the Catholic League. He's going to drop by. Welcome, everybody, to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from the great state of Oklahoma. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen joins us. Senator, hope you're doing well today.
Todd, I'm doing good. I'm bouncing down the road. I'm actually had the privilege of being in Oklahoma this week. It's always a good day when I'm here and not in D.C.
Well, we have a lot of listeners across that great state and, of course, some fine listeners in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And I have to imagine the good people in your state, I'm curious to know, what are they saying about this wokeness that has infected our culture over the past 6 or 7 months now?
Well, as you know, we're the Bible Belt. That's what we consider ourselves, the Bible Belt. And we it's not that we're, I would say, judging these individuals and the way they want to live their lifestyle. You can. It just doesn't represent our values and what I would consider true Oklahoma values. Now, the way you want to choose to live your life, that's fine. But you don't got to force it upon us and say that we have to 100% accept your lifestyle. And if you got a company around here that's going to choose to advertise to those individuals, that's fine. If that's their market that they want to advertise to, that's fine. You're going to find that it's not going to be well received with the majority of the population, though, in Oklahoma.
It's unfortunate. And again, I appreciate lawmakers speaking out and sharing opinion, but ultimately, I think these are issues that consumers ultimately should have the final say over, and that
absolutely.
That's certainly been the case with Bud Light, and I suspect it's going to be the same way with Target and the L.A. Dodgers.
Well, I call it Target. I avoid Target and Walmart the same. I just there is too big of places for me to even want to go shopping. But you know, my family, obviously they shop in Target and in Walmart both. I can't speak for my wife, but I can tell you right now, if she sees that, it'll completely turn her off and she'll just choose not to shop there. And that's their opinion. They can. It's kind of like Bud Light. People, I don't drink, but people that did, a lot of people in Oklahoma, you can go into any store right now and the displays of Bud Light is steady. They're not moving. Other beverages are moving, but not Bud Light. Once again, it just doesn't play well in Oklahoma. And that, as a retailer, you would think you would know your audience. Who is it that you're trying to pander to, and why is it that you're trying to sell that product to who? And if you're a business owner, you can choose to advertise wherever you want to. But as a retailer or as a consumer, we can also choose not to shop there. And I will tell you that it wouldn't. I already don't shop there, but my wife, I will tell you right now, there's no way she would either.
Senator, we've been following the debt ceiling debate going on in Washington. I am very impressed with Speaker McCarthy. I think he's really done a masterful job of negotiations.
Absolutely.
Here.
He is doing a really good job, and he's including his he's including his conference in being able to make decisions. At the end of the day, he's going to have a very difficult decision to move forward, though, because he still has to work with Chuck Schumer in the Senate. And they're not going to pass the bill that the House passed. Unfortunately, they're not. The House version of the raising the debt ceiling and cutting spending at the same time, I'll tell you, the Republicans in the Senate, we adopted that. That's our bill, too. We want that to happen. But we don't have control of the Senate, so he's got to negotiate, and those negotiations can really leave a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths, because we said what we want, and we put our cards on the table. We gave them the bill. The Democrats haven't done that, and they're playing chicken with it. They're trying to assert blame, and I think they're doing it for political reasons, because the last time that we were really in this big of a fight was in 2013 when we shut down. And Obama came out, honestly, at that time, came out on top. His approval ratings improved greatly. Biden is banking on that because, obviously, he's running for president. He wants to put all the blame in Republicans that we're being radical and irresponsible. But the fact is, we have showed the American people what we want, and they have it. And there's something that Biden doesn't have that Obama did. Biden cannot communicate. At least Obama could communicate, as much as I disagreed with what he was doing. He could still communicate. But they think that this is a win for them. They think that they go in and they try to play scare tactics, like saying the Republicans are trying to cut Social Security and Medicare benefits, which is not true. There's nothing in the bill that actually says that. And Kevin has done a really good job selling that. At the end of the day, when the Democrats finally do come to the table and put something down, that's when it's going to get very difficult for Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, and the Republicans in the House, and even the Republicans in the Senate, on what does a final bill look like. What we have said from the get-go, we have two absolutely heck no's. We're not going to budge in it. One, we said we're not going to raise taxes, and two, we will not do a clean debt limit increase. Those are two hard no's. And the rest of it is up to the Democrats and President Biden on what they're willing to negotiate on.
Senator, real quick, we have been following developments at the border, and it seemed to be going pretty good once you had bodies on the border, talking about the Texas National Guard. I believe Mississippi National Guard was summoned as well. Has that been enough to stop the flow of illegals?
Absolutely not. We're still seeing record numbers, and a lot of the reports that you're getting that saying that the numbers are down, they're down based on the trajectory of the increase not down overall. The numbers are still extremely high, especially when you start comparing the numbers that we had when President Trump was in office. What we don't have now is the ability to catch these individuals that are on the terrorist watch list. I don't think a lot of people actually understood what Title 42 did, and so I'll break it down to your audience as fast as I can. Title 42 allowed us just to hold individual males traveling by themselves. not families, not anything else, but it just Title 42 specifically targeted individuals, males traveling by themselves, that we were able, instead of doing a catch and release, which is what they're doing with everybody else, they catch them, give them a court date, and release them in 24 hours. Individual males traveling by themselves, we could do biometrics on them, because obviously they're not going to give us the real name. And so once we do my biometrics on them, we identify them, which is why we've caught 82 terrorists and over 160 terrorists on the individuals on the terrorist watch list. And it was specifically the Title 42. So we've seen an increase in males. We still see a record number of individuals crossing the border. But now the Biden administration has made us extremely vulnerable to terrorist attacks, because we have no way to apprehend these individual males now traveling by themselves.
All right. Well, we're keeping a very close watch on that. And again, there's really not much Republicans can do until they retake the House, or rather Absolutely. Retake the Senate and the White House. Right. All right.
That's right. And we're working as hard as we can, but unfortunately this falls in the purview of the executive branch, which is what the president can do. And the only way we can override him is with the legislation that he has to sign into law, and which obviously isn't going to happen.
All right, Senator, we're going to let you get back to it. Safe travels around the great state of Oklahoma.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, ladies and gentlemen, doing a great job there. And he's been a longtime guest on this program. We appreciate him. You know, I want to go back to this crazy story out of Los Angeles, where the Dodgers have become the latest. And here's a headline in Breitbart: the Dodgers have become the Bud Light of baseball. And it's true. We have some video up on our website, and I can't even adequately describe it to you how heinous it is. But the video is of these fake nuns portraying Christ on a cross while a male go-go dancer, gigolo or whatever you call him, is literally dancing provocatively on the cross. Very sexualized and disgusting. It's filth. And you have to imagine, really, the Los Angeles Dodgers, are they endorsing this? Is that what's going to happen at the baseball game? They're going to haul out a cross, stick Jesus up on the cross, and start gyrating in his face? Is really, that's what the Los Angeles Dodgers want to be associated with? And this is, it's pornographic. It's unbelievable. We're going to be talking to Bill Donahue of the Catholic League a little bit later. But I've always wondered something about the L.A. Dodgers and their ilk. Because the L.A. Dodgers disinvited this group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and then they got reinvited after the Human Rights Campaign and all these other perverts got involved. But here's my question. Will the Los Angeles Dodgers support and endorse a Pride Night event featuring Muslim imams who are out of the closet? In other words, gay Muslims who are dancing and doing sexually provocative things to the Prophet Muhammad at second base. Will the LA Dodgers allow that to happen? And I think we all know the answer to that question. Hell no. Nobody wants to get blown up. But you see, this is the hypocrisy of it all. Because nobody will touch the Muslims, but it's open season on the Christians and the Jews. Now, on this Target situation, folks, you need to understand that we need to Bud Light Target. That's what needs to happen. And I think, and there are so many people out there, and I know you shop at Target, but if you stopped just for, let's just say a full month, you stop shopping at Target, I think you're going to get their attention. And the fact that a number of stores in the southern states have actually moved their LGBT displays. And when you walk in, it's like you're walking into Pride Week in your Target store. You're going to get some Irish Spring soap and maybe a roll of toilet paper. And the next thing you know, somebody's trying to sell you a onesie, a transgender onesie for a toddler. It's really despicable. So I'm curious to hear from anybody out there who is actually boycotting Target. You said, you know what? Enough is enough. We're tired of this nonsense. Now, North Face is jumping on board. They don't want to use real women anymore. They never use lesbians. But they go out there and they hire all these men to dress up and mock women. And they think that's going to move their product. We got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Bud Light. Bud Light and this controversy could actually tank the entire company. That's how incredibly successful this campaign is. Now, the question, what are we going to do about Target? We'll be right back. You know, one of the things that I've tried to do, and I did a lot of this back in New York City, and it worked out pretty great. I try to shop at locally owned businesses, and chances are you may pay a little bit more, but it's okay. I mean, it really is. In the long run, you're supporting your neighbors, you're supporting your local communities, and you are not supporting one of these radical agendas. You know, we have our good buddy on from Art Alley on every month or so for to talk about Timothy Plan. And I think this is one of the most important mechanisms for conservatives, for people of faith. Timothy Plan literally roots out all of these companies, and they expose these companies like Bud Light and Target and North Face. And they'll say, hey, look, if you are investing your money in these companies, then you are actually supporting this kind of behavior. And if you really want to send a message, the issue isn't that you're going to stop shopping at Target. The issue is that in the long run, they're going to destroy their company. So you have to make that personal decision, and it is hard. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be, if you boycott Target, it doesn't mean that you're probably going to end up going to Target once or twice. But you can go out of your way to shop locally and shop your values. Find those American-owned companies. Find the companies that are patriots in your neighborhood and do business with those folks. That's how we're really building a, for lack of a better term, a patriot economy where people of like minds are shopping and doing business together. And that will send a message to these woke leftists. And I will say this, 450,000 people work at Target. I hope the company goes out of business. I really do. They can either change their ways or they can go out of business. But any company that would put a little girl in danger in a dressing room or a bathroom for the sake of an ideology, got a problem with that. I got a big problem with that. All right, real quick, let's go to the phones. We've been asking folks all day, who do you support, Trump or DeSantis? Let's go to Barbara in North Carolina. Barbara, who do you pick?
Talk radio.
Hello, Barbara. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you, Todd?
All right, Barbara.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm a Trump girl, but I think that we're getting ready for a major, I mean, we've already had a battle before, but when you think of all the corruption that has been exposed with the DOJ and the CIA and the FBI, and you know what they've already done to Trump and everybody that tried to help him run for office with Michael Flynn and Peter Navarro and Paul Manafort, I think that we really am going to have all hands on deck because they already, I believe the election was stolen. I don't know how Joe Biden could have gotten that many votes.
Barbara, I'm with you 1,000%. It is all hands on deck, and that's why we need you and so many millions of other people listening to this radio program. I think together we're going to be able to take back America. Hang tight. We're going right back to your phone calls. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Happy to have you with us today. Hope you're doing well. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight as we finally get that big heavyweight battle we've been looking for, that big fight. DeSantis throwing his hat into the ring, and we'll see how all that plays out. Let's go to the phones, though. 844-747-8868. James in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. James, who do you like in 2024?
Trump. Trump all the way. Let me tell you something. Trump's been in the battle already for 4 years. He battled. Now it's time to win the war. Put him back in there, and he'll win the war for us. And the voters in this country, Democrats, Republicans, independents, if they don't realize that, they're either not paying attention or they're stupid.
James,
that's my take.
James, when you look at Ron DeSantis, if Trump was not running, DeSantis would be the clear front runner here. What do you think about Ron DeSantis?
I like Ron DeSantis. I don't have anything against him. I tell you this, I think him or Tim Scott would make a great second a vice president, and they would learn how to win the war with Trump, and then they can carry it on for 4 more years, or 8, hopefully. And then we can finally kill this thing, because it's taken a long time to get this country the way it is with these deep state, or whatever you want to call it, or the swamp. And it's going to take a long time to get out of it. It's not going to be done overnight. And you got to fight. You got to fight.
And I think that is the thing we're looking for, James. That's what I'm looking for, is a fighter. And this is why we have primaries. And this is why we have debates. And this is why every single candidate running, from Trump on down, needs to be able to debate. And let's get it all out there, and may the best man win, or woman.
That's true. Let the best man win, or woman. That's fine. I don't have a problem with a woman.
But Trump is your guy.
Trump is my guy, and I'm going to stick with him until the end.
All right, James, appreciate that call. Let's go to William in Statesville, North Carolina. All right, William, who you got?
Donald Trump. Every time, Todd, you have an election, sometimes a sheriff gets voted into office, and that sheriff is Donald Trump. He needs to bring some deputies with him, maybe his son, and, you know, somebody like that, or even DeSantis. But that's what it's going to take, is a mean, hard sheriff to clean house up there. That's what needs to happen, plain and simple.
You know, William, and I appreciate that call and that sentiment, and you're right. And I think people realized at the end of the day that Donald Trump was what they wanted. We wanted somebody that was going to go in there and clean out the deep state, go after the swamp creatures, wanted somebody that was not afraid to take on the media. And not only did he take on the media, he just pounded them every single day. And Donald Trump was willing to stand there and take as many questions as humanly possible. And he won. And he won over and over and over again. And folks, I still go back, and I was sharing this with our good listeners in Tipton County, Tennessee last night. When you go back and when you look at what happened in 2016, when you go back and read the Durham report and understand the lies that were perpetrated against this man, everything after that is fruit from the poison tree. So you take that away, and you have one of the most successful presidencies in modern American history. As a matter of fact, he still had one of the most successful presidencies in modern American history. All right, let's go to North Carolina. Carla, listening to us on WSIC. Hi, Carla. Who do you like in 2024?
Hey, Todd. Hope you're doing well.
I am. Thank you.
Okay, great. I am definitely Trump all the way. No other possible candidate could even come close.
What about DeSantis, though, Carly? You know, a lot of suburban moms are liking DeSantis.
Oh, come on. Look, Trump showed us that he's the fighter that we need. He stood up to all these people that were up against him every day. He still got all kinds of things done, although I think he should have went after Hillary. But anyway, DeSantis, tell me, he's establishment Republican. He's up in there with the RNC and what's her name. And, I mean, we might as well put a Democrat in there if we want to go for DeSantis. He's all hot dogs with all them guys. And also... Everybody seems to forget this. Trump has nobody telling him what. I mean, the ones that are donating are we the people. DeSantis has got to have these high roller donors. He's got the kind of money on his own to
to fight it, he's going to have donors that he will be obliged to. Trump doesn't. I mean, come on. And, you know, with all the corruption and everything, I mean, the Durham report was, you know, pretty much what we already knew. We just didn't know as how deep or how far reaching. But that's a little bit too little too late now.
All right. Well, Carla,
I don't think it's going to affect anything.
All right. Well, Carla, we appreciate your call and thank you for listening. 844-747-8868 is our number. Trump versus DeSantis or anybody else. Maybe somebody's not running that you want to see running. So I have to tell you about this story that's happening in my conservative town, Germantown, Tennessee. It's a suburb of Memphis. And I'm telling you, I think the town is conservative, but I'm not so sure. We got a lot of people moving in from outside the area, and I think they're bringing their politics with them. And a lot of them are in the school system. And we have a local Moms for Liberty chapter. Those ladies are fierce like Amazon warrior princesses. I mean, they're just like, they're on this stuff. And they're exposing all of these crazy books and ideology. And we've got an infestation, no doubt about it. So anyway, middle school graduation, I got a text message from somebody that said, you're not going to believe what happened. So we have a lot of churches around Memphis, a lot. And one of them is a mega church. We have a lot of mega churches here. And one of them is a beautiful church, Harvest Church. You might have heard about them. They were in the news a couple of months back. The pastor, several other church staff were in a horrible plane crash in Texas. And the pastor was the lone survivor and had massive injuries, just got back into the pulpit. And some of the sweetest people, just an incredibly sweet and precious church. So anyway, it's hard to find auditoriums that are big enough to accommodate the graduation crowds, right? We've all been there. And so one of the things they wanted to do was reach out to the church. So the school district, Germantown Schools, reached out to the church and said, hey, can we use your sanctuary for our middle school graduation so everybody can come? And they said, yeah, sure, no problem. Happy to do that. But you just need to be aware that we always start every event in our facility with a word of prayer. That's a pretty standard thing, right? So we've been told, and again, we, the news team at KWAM News Radio Memphis, was told that it was actually a gay staff member who complained initially. Now, the school district got a statement out, and they said, no, that's not true. It was a parent. Well, we heard both. We heard both a gay teacher or staff member, and then a parent got involved, and they said, if you're going to have this at the church with a prayer, we're going to get attorneys involved. And so the school district went back to the church and said, look, here's the deal. Could you do a moment of silence instead of a prayer at your church? And the guy was like, the church was, well, are you kidding us? What? Are you people nuts? No, that's not the church, but that's me. And then they said, no, we're not going to do that. They said, okay, well, what about a welcome? In other words, instead of saying, you know, we ask you to join us in a word of prayer in this church sanctuary, they wanted the pastor to get up there and say, hey, howdy, everybody. How y'all doing? And the church was like, no, we're not going to do that. So the school backs out. And they say, they were actually telling the church, yeah, you can't pray in your own building. And the church stood their ground. So they ended up having graduation in the middle school gymnasium, and it was terrible. It was hot, stuffy. They didn't have enough room for everybody, so poor grandma had to sit on the curb outside, and it's hot in Memphis, Tennessee, and people were really, really frustrated over this. But I say good for the church for standing their ground. They did the right thing, in my estimation. By the way, I was told that there was a horrible incident at the graduation. Somebody got ill, somebody collapsed, something happened. And so somebody got up and said, okay, we need to just take a moment here. And then they stopped and paused and they said, you know what? We're just going to say a prayer. There you go. That's what it's really all about. But I got to tell you, really, a public school telling a church they can't pray in their own building? Come on. Come on. Not even the godless heathens in New York City would do something like that. I mean, geez, look, right here in the middle of the Bible Belt. Let's go to Joshua, who I've been told is driving down Interstate 40 in Memphis and listening to KWAM, our flagship station. Hey, Joshua, what's going on?
How's it going, Todd? I'm actually a first-time listener.
Well, welcome aboard. We hope you're not a last-time listener.
Well, hopefully you can get your station, piped into West Virginia, where I'm from, actually.
Well, we'll try to do something about that, but in the meantime, you can always download the app, and you can listen to us on, you know, online, toddstearns.com, absolutely. So who do you like out there, by the way, in the presidential race?
I mean, I am kind of actually really split, and I say I'm split because, simply put, no, when it comes to my home state, which is a dying state, which is struggling in every facet of economics, any Republican, really, and I'm not even a conservative. I'm actually more of an independent. But with the fossil fuels and with the price of everything, West Virginia, my state, has one of the lowest average incomes in the nation for a household. And they're killing everything. The steel industry, we used to have an incredible steel industry. And then Clinton decided to sign the original North Pacific trade agreement and sent half of our steel jobs over to Mexico, China, pretty much anywhere else but the states that they were developed for. I'm just tired of Democrats in general. Their liberal policies is killing everything that makes my state great. And
Joshua
promised to try to do it.
Years ago, when I was back at Fox News Channel, Hannity sent me. I was a correspondent for Hannity's show, and they sent me to West Virginia, and to see, this was when Obama was trying to shut down all the coal mines, and it's just devastating. What the Democrat policies have devastated your state, but beyond that, shipping all of the businesses out of America has also been devastating, and that's one of the reasons I appreciated Trump bringing those and enticing American companies to come back. But I'm curious here, because we're coming up on a break. Who do you like in the 2024 race for the White House?
In the 2024 race, honestly, Trump showed he was a fighter, but with the most recent bills that DeSantis signed in Florida, which I believe is making great steps toward bringing the state of Florida back to its respectable roots, I would probably go with DeSantis just because he's younger and he'll be able to possibly pull more resources in the fact of backing and larger companies that are based out of Miami or Jacksonville, Tallahassee or Tampa, and really start making changes, not just across the South, but on the East Coast, but even over to the West Coast.
It's fair enough. And, you know, I've thrown in for Trump, but I'm still, look, whoever the nominee is, they're getting my vote. And I think DeSantis is going to make a great president one of these days. Absolutely believe it. All right, Joshua, we got to let you go. Thank you for calling in, and don't be a stranger. By the way, folks, you can, again, download our app. You can also go to our website, toddstearns.com, and there are lots of ways to get the podcast, or you can just listen live, or you can watch live on all of our social media platforms as well. Lots of different ways. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. May I tell you about our great friends over at Newsmax? They're doing some incredible work with, I mean, really incredible. The ratings are coming out, and over and over and over again, Newsmax is now beating CNN in the ratings. After Tucker got fired from Fox, the Eric Bolling Show, up over 200% in the ratings. And every night, Newsmax's powerful lineup, they can't be beat. Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling. Americans are turning to Newsmax for real news that you can trust. That's why you've got to watch Eric Bolling tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern. Find out for yourself why Newsmax is now America's fastest growing cable news channel. You can get Newsmax on all major cable systems. And if your cable system doesn't have Newsmax, just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and you can start watching anytime, anywhere because Newsmax is real news for real people. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Let's get right to it. Jerry, Wichita, Kansas. Now, Jerry's watching us on Rumble, but Jerry, you can also listen to this show on delay on KQAM, the big talker there in Wichita.
Yes, and I do catch that once in a while.
Love it.
I'm at work, so I can listen to it easier on Rumble.
Fantastic. Well, Jerry, what's on your mind here?
Well, I'm pulling for Trump. I've always been a Trump supporter. I was kind of liking DeSantis in the beginning, but then when he started his book tour and it seemed that his book tour was more important than some of the crises that were happening in Florida, I kind of wavered on that. And then lately with him and the supermajority changing the rules so that he can still run for president and still retain his governorship, even if he loses, it just didn't sit well.
It's as if he's trying to do things to prove that he is like Donald Trump, but every time he does it, he steps in a pothole.
I agree. I just don't think he's ready.
I'm not ready to throw in the towel on DeSantis as a candidate down the road. I think he's got a lot of growing up to do. I think he needs to figure out who he is, and he needs to be comfortable in his own skin and say what you want to about Trump, but what you see is what you get, whether you like it or not. Tough cookies.
Exactly. I agree.
And Jerry, we got about 15 seconds here. Kansas is a weird state. I mean, you guys vote Republican one cycle, Democrat the next. How do you think things are going? What's the vibe in Wichita now?
We moved here last year, and I'm telling you, crime is crazy here. We've got a Democrat running the city, and we got a Democrat running the state, and she's fighting with the Congress, and it's just a mess.
And well, Jerry, let me jump in. That's 15 seconds, or the computer's going to cut us off. There's a great count.